This may sound obvious, but different states run their legislatures differently. Here in Washington, for example, lawmakers are staring down a deadline of April 23rd to get all their work done this year. I'm Simone Alisea, and you're listening to KNKX here on NPR One. And in this installment of our series, Unpacking Government, we explore why Washington state legislators are only under the dome for a few months at a time. 88.5's Ed Ronco takes us to Olympia.
I'm standing right now in the Washington Capitol underneath the rotunda. Above me is a giant chandelier. Next to me here, the seal of the state of Washington. You can hear voices echoing off the Alaskan marble that lines this room. That's because the legislature is in session. People were just here for a rally. Lots of folks are heading off to hearings or to see votes. But come here in the summertime, and it gets a lot quieter. That's because Washington state has a part-time legislature. Now, officially, we're called a hybrid state. Lawmakers only meet in the Capitol for a few months before going back home to their districts and, in many cases, their full-time jobs. But many legislative staff stay all year.
They call this part-time, but it really isn't part-time.
Republican State Senator Sharon Brown represents the eastern Washington cities of Kennewick, Richland, and West Richland.
People have said it is kind of like going away to college, except that you don't get to sleep in and nobody's cooking the meals for you. So that's the difficult part.
Why do they do it this way? Well, for that answer, we have to turn to the pages of history. It is 1889. Washington state has been, well, a state for just 7 days. And the first governor, Elisha P. Ferry, is being sworn in. I'm looking at an old photograph of all this with the state archivist, Steve Excel.
Here you can see all the horses and buggies. And over here you see cattle are still grazing. And here is a picket fence, white picket fence. Two-story clapboard house.
That clapboard house was Washington's first state capitol. Excel says the founders of the state created a part-time legislature because they wanted lawmakers to remain connected to their constituents. That's part of the reason. The other part? Plain old 19th century practicality.
Most of the people who served in the legislature were either farmers, ranchers, lawyers, business people, loggers. You had to earn a living to survive.
Staying in Olympia year-round just was not an option. Hard work was waiting back home. Oh, and this is 1889 we're talking about, so getting to and from the Capitol was no picnic either.
So if you're traveling to Olympia, you're most likely traveling on horseback, or you might be traveling with a buggy.
You and your horse, and maybe your buggy, are going to have to cross a mountain range. Snow, rain, mud, trees. It was rough. The legislature met every other year until 1980. Excel says Governor Dan Evans kept calling special sessions in the 1960s and 70s, and eventually voters approved an annual meeting of the legislature, which is what we have today. 105 days in odd-numbered years, like this one, 60 days in even years, and then the lawmakers head back home to their districts. So, what's that like?
It's hard on friendships. It's hard on relationships.
Representative Matt Manweller is a Republican from Ellensburg. We are looking at a framed picture of his kids.
My two little superheroes here, dressed in capes, and they used to be a fixture here in Olympia. They would be climbing on the sundial. They'd be clamoring out on the House floor to want to push my voting button. But, you know, now they have school.
They're 6 and 7 now, back in Ellensburg, while Manweller is here in Olympia. He's a political science professor at Central Washington University, and the college's calendar aligns almost perfectly, he says, with the legislative calendar. So he can take a sabbatical every year for the winter quarter. He says the state's founders wanted people to pass laws in the Capitol and then go home and live under those laws.
They wanted a legislature that was full of cops and firefighters and teachers and farmers, all who had real jobs and never got so isolated in the political government world that they forgot where they came from. We can't forget where we came from because we have to go back every month.
The counterargument is that lawmakers with feet in two worlds might be tempted to represent their industry more than their constituents. State Representative Lori Jenkins says more often than not, she sees the opposite, people using their expertise to push back on industries they know well.
If you're good at your legislative job, that's what you do. You don't just do what any group wants you to do, even though that's the industry you come from. You're going to be aligned with them to some extent because that's where you come from, but you also are going to push back on them when what they ask for is not reasonable.
Jenkins is a Democrat who represents Tacoma. She says there are other problems too. For example, the salary. It's about $45,000 a year. Jenkins worries that might appeal only to certain demographics, such as the very young or the retired. But overall, she says having lawmakers in session for part of the year works well. Jenkins works for the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department when she's not in Olympia. But even when the legislature is not in session, Jenkins says she spends early mornings, lunchtimes, evenings, weekends, even vacations on legislative work.
Under no circumstances is serving in the Washington State Legislature a part-time job.
How do you keep it all organized?
with varying degrees of success.
And most days, a good sense of humor. And Ronco, 88.5 News.
That story was part of our series, Unpacking Government, where each week we tackle a different question exploring how and why government works the way it does. Next week, we'll talk about how levies work. Do you have something that you want answered? Let us know through our website at knkx.org.